Sergeant Eric Brown with Highway Patrol joins us. And, of course, it is back to school time. School started different days throughout our area. But is this an important time to pass along reminders to motorists?
Absolutely. You're going to see a distinct shift in some traffic patterns, especially early in the mornings and the afternoons with the extra vehicle traffic for moms and dads and students driving to school. A lot of pedestrian traffic as kids are walking to school and riding their bikes, depending on where they live at. And also the big yellow school buses will be back on the roadways. And it's something we really want to all motorists to be aware of, watching out for those school buses, watching for kids walking, darting out in the street, riding their bike, whatever it may be. Those times in the morning before and the afternoons after school, you really need to be attentive for the extra traffic, for the kids walking and the buses to avoid any issues.
So if you're on a motorcycle, if you're in a car, a truck, when do you have to stop for that school bus?
Most areas where we live at and where our buses operate, you're pretty much going to be required to stop for that bus. About the only time you're not going to have to is if you're on a multiple lane highway where you have more than two lanes in one direction and have something, you know, such as a positive median barrier between you and the bus, you know, such as if you're driving south and the bus is north and you have a positive median barrier between you, you're not going to have to stop. Or if you're on a road such as Morley Street with a turn lane that has two lanes north and two lanes south, if you're on the opposing lane of traffic in the bus, over there you're not required to stop. We're going to be putting some stuff out on social media here very soon on our Twitter accounts that's going to indicate exactly what you need to do, why you're around buses. So I encourage people to watch for that, and when it comes out, to share it, to help educate not just yourself but the motoring public as well. You know, the cargo on a school bus is some of the most precious things out there, and we want people to be safe, understand the laws, and realize what they need to do when they approach a school bus. As soon as school starts, we will start getting calls about people violating the stop signals on buses. It unfortunately is a common occurrence that it continues on throughout the entire year.
All right, we talk about motorists, but how about the kids on the bus? They've got a responsibility too, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. Their behavior while they're walking to the school bus or at the stop where the bus is going to stop, how they act while they're waiting on the bus to come there is very important. Getting on and off the bus quickly, their behavior on the bus is very important. And it's something that obviously the school stresses them a lot. That's a program that we actually offer to schools where we do talk to kids about how to properly ride the school bus, you know, before that they arrive for the bus, while they're on it, to and from school, different things like that we talk with them about so they can be safe and know what to do if an emergency does occur on the bus as well.
All right, the thing that's not so fun to talk about is if a kid's approached by a stranger walking to or from school, what's the best thing for them to do?
You know, the kids really just need to kind of be aware of their surroundings, just like all of us need to do. You know, but pay attention. Notice the things that are out of place, vehicles or people who are out of place. Take note of that. If it appears to be something that's dangerous, don't be afraid to call for help. Go to a trusted adult. Go to your neighbor's house, back in your home. You know, stay in a public area where you're easily in view of others to avoid a situation where someone might try and take advantage of you.
All right, and even making a lot of noise is a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yelling, screaming, making noise, running, anything that's going to attract attention to you can be very beneficial.
All right, let's talk about State Fair. It's going on August 8th through the 18th in Sedalia. Is the Highway Patrol going to be well represented?
Absolutely. The State Fair is something that the Highway Patrol looks forward to every year. It's a great opportunity for us to interact with a large number of people, kind of educate them on what we do, interact with folks in a different situation as opposed to what they're used to seeing troopers at. We do provide all the security and all the law enforcement activities throughout the entire fair. Our troopers will, from across the state who are assigned to work the State Fair, will show up the day before the fair begins, and will stay there the entire two-week period until the day after the fair has concluded.
And I understand you bring some neat stuff with you too, don't you?
Absolutely. We'll have the displays of the different vehicles, the boats, and all the equipment such as that we have there. It'll be right there near the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The Public Information Division also has Otto the Talking Car that will be there for the entire 2 weeks, which is a really good experience, especially for our youth. A good chance for them to interact with law enforcement officers and also get to have a chat with the Talking Car.
All right, I got to ask you, how old is Otto?
You know what? I don't know exactly how old Otto is. I think he dates back to like the 1940s when he actually was made and put out to the roadways.
All right. There's one thing that's kind of neat when you get to talk to these kids and even adults too about all the Highway Patrol offers. They're not aware of all the potential careers there for them.
Yeah, that's right. Oftentimes when people think of the Highway Patrol, they picture the officer in the blue uniform with the hat to stopping cars and working traffic crashes. We have a lot of different career opportunities in the patrol. From the trooper side down to the civilian side, anywhere from lab positions, DNA style work, fingerprints, criminal history, human resources, radio operators, drivers, examiners, motor vehicle inspectors, commercial vehicle officers. We have a large number of employees other than the troopers who help us to complete the mission of public safety and trying to keep our state safe.
Yeah, we just wrapped up, I think it was a month and a half ago or so, appreciating the radio operators. How valuable are they to what you guys do?
You know, they are absolutely our lifeline. They are the people that actually tell us where to go and what to do, which doesn't seem quite right, but that's the way it actually works. They are the first line of defense for us. They're the ones that are taking the calls, communicating with the public, letting us know where we need to go, getting the details of the calls that we're going to, and being sure to stay in constant communication with us to keep us safe and get the help that people need and the resources to the right places.
All right, Sergeant Eric Brown with Highway Patrol. He's joined us today.